Hello, everyone, and welcome to Happy Healthy Human Radio. I'm your host, Samantha Attard, and I'm joining you from the very beautiful Buffalo, New York. I'm an Ayurvedic coach, yoga instructor, and doula, sharing with you all the things I'm learning about and teaching about in my everyday life so that we can all find just a little more balance, bliss, and confidence. I so appreciate you being here, and if you do enjoy this podcast, please do share it with a friend who might also enjoy it. I really appreciate you doing that and helping to grow this beautiful community that we do have. I also have yoga classes ongoing on Zoom, live stream, Tuesdays and Fridays. I would love to see you there. Classes are pay what you can. You can find information on how to join over at my website. That is spirocollective.com, SPIRO collective.com. And there you can also find a contact me page. And I would love to hear from you. I want to hear your thoughts on this episode, requests for future episodes, any feedback that you have. Please feel free to share it over at spirocollective.com, or you can go to Instagram. I'm at spirocollective, SPIRO. One last note before we get all into it, I am hiring, yay! I'm hiring a marketing whiz to help support me in streamlining my content calendar, brainstorming new products and offerings, and just helping me with some business processes. It's going to be part-time, just a few hours a week, but with room, hopefully, to grow. I would love someone that does practice yoga, that understands this space, and just is excited to learn and to grow and to be part of a team of folks who care. So if that is you or someone else you know, again, you can head over to spirocollective.com and go to the contact me page, send me a note there, or send me a DM on Instagram. I would love to hear from you. Let's get into it. Let's talk about goal setting. So goal setting is powerful, right? I mean, humans, we like to have projects. Knowing where we want to go makes it a lot more likely that we're going to get there, right? Stephen Covey's The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, one of the most famous self-help books of all time. It starts with habit one, begin with the end in mind. And in wellness spaces, we're told that we can manifest our dreams, and it starts with clear goals and outcomes. So we dutifully get out our journals and our workbooks and, you know, writing lists of all the things we want to achieve. But I've had a couple of clients recently, folks that do my Ayurvedic consultations, where this endless focus on goals was creating more harm than good. You know, when you see where you want to be in the future, by definition, you're not there yet. And for folks who tend towards perfectionism or self-criticism and judgment, that gap between where you are now and where you want to be in the future can actually create some anxiety, some fear, and even some self-sabotage. So instead of working towards those goals, the chasm between your current reality and where you want to be creates some hopelessness. So in this moment, we're confusing the end goal with the process, the actual doing, and the action that achieves the goal that the goal requires. So the difference between lag and lead measures, let's talk about this difference because it becomes really important when we think about how we frame our goals and what we actually do to achieve them. So a lot of our goals are lag measures. We want to have a fulfilling job or to be less anxious or to lose weight. And these are important goals to have, and it's important to articulate them, but they're unfortunately not goals that we can guarantee. You know, I'll use an example from my own work. There's nothing that I can directly do that will make me have 30 people attend a yoga class. I can take a lot of other actions, but I can't actually guarantee, I can't, you know, tie those people down and say, you must come. So the first step in making goal setting a positive process is to focus on lead measures instead of lag measures. So instead of my goal being get 30 people to a yoga class, it's much more useful for me to instead set goals around the actions and processes that should but might not actually get me to that goal. So my actual goal could be market my class on Facebook or reach out to one person who hasn't come to class in a while. Right, I go all in on these lead measures, knowing that they improve the chances of success with my lag measures. You know, sometimes it feels like you try and try and try to achieve a goal, but for some reason you can't make it happen. And you say you want it, you know, you make the plan, but the action just isn't happening or happening consistently. And that means it's time to do some self-study. So in yoga, it's called svadhyaya. And this helps us understand the blocks to achievement. Right? These blocks could be structural and outside of your control, or there could be some internal blocks that are hurting your progress. So some of the common blocks I see are taking on goals that are actually other people's, not our own, unclear motivation or an unclear why for wanting to achieve the goal, a lack of an emotional or structural support from family or friends, incomplete competing priorities. Sometimes we just have too many goals or goals that can't be achieved simultaneously. So if you're wanting to reach a goal, but you're not making progress on your lead measures, it's time to sit down and ask yourself, what is the benefit of accomplishing this lead measure? Like, what do I get when I do this lead measure? And what's the cost of doing this lead measure? You also ask, what's the benefit and cost of not accomplishing this lead measure? So to make that a little more obvious with an example, you know, maybe one of your lead measures is, you know, get outside for a run. And the benefit of getting outside for that run or that walk is that you feel better, your breath is nice, you're like all these different things that might feel good, but there might also be costs of doing it. So there could be a cost of you don't get to spend that time with your family, or you have to, you know, schedule out some time for work, or you feel busy. So there's a cost associated with doing this. And we need to understand which benefits are worth it and which costs are or are not. Because when we're not getting something done that we wish we were getting done, that means there's some hidden costs that we are not acknowledging. You might just find that there are some big emotional and physical barriers that are actually stopping you from taking action towards doing what it is you say that you actually want to do. I think it's also really important to celebrate the doing. So our preoccupation with the end result, paradoxically, makes achieving our goals less likely. Right? We create resistance to the very thing it is we say that we want to bring into our lives. So let me tell you how this works. So again, let's say your goal is about running a 5K. You're just getting started with running. So right now you run for a minute and walk for 30 seconds. You run, you walk, you run, you walk. So two options here. First one, each time you go on your run walk, you're frustrated at yourself. You see your pace and your mileage. You compare it to that 5K goal and you feel like a failure. Option one. Option two, every time you go out on your run walk, you celebrate. You got outside. You're taking steps towards your goal. You're proud of the fact that you're stepping into discomfort and trying something new. Right? Which one sounds more like you? One of my favorite ways to celebrate the doing is to say, that's like me. So every time I take an action on my lead measures, say, that's like me. So instead of constantly benchmarking my current reality against where I wish I was, I celebrate exactly where I am. And this tool, it builds self-esteem and confidence. It helps you stay on track instead of falling into despair or self-criticism. And it's not about false positivity, but about mindfully acknowledging where you currently are instead of constantly striving for where you want to be. Now, when you say your goals out loud, you get to process them in a new way. So this is the next step. This is accountability, okay? So when you say those goals out loud, you get to process them in a new way. You might find that when you say it out loud, you're like, what? That's my goal? Why the heck is that my goal? Or you get really passionate and really excited about it and you say, yes, I care about this a lot. You know, accountability matters and it works. So when you tell your friend about your goal or you block time off on your calendar, you send a message that this is something you care about and are committed to. It's really important. This is an important point. Having people who want to celebrate the doing and celebrate you for showing up day in and day out can make all the difference in making goal setting and goal accomplishing easier and more fulfilling. By getting the goals out of your head and onto paper and into the world, you make it that much more likely you're going to achieve them. Now, side note, if you're needing some extra support in setting these goals that you're passionate about, maybe you want to reach out about an Ayurvedic consultation. So we focus on celebrating and setting lead measures that affirm your values and your desires. And again, celebrating the doing. So another way to make goal setting work for you, or just, I guess I'll just say one last note on goal setting. You know, I think first it's important to notice your actual relationship to your goals. Does thinking about them bring a wave of despair or a wave of inspiration, right? Because despair, it's a lack of hope. And inspiration is a drawing in of breath and of energy. If you feel inspired, awesome. Continue forth. But if when you think about your goals, you get a lot of negative self-talk, it's time to rethink how you're approaching your goal setting. So I'd love to hear from you. You know, what goals are you working towards? How can you focus on lead measures or remove blocks? How do you celebrate the doing? And how do you get some more accountability? Please send me a note, because I'd love to hear what it is you're doing, your relationship to goals, and which of these points feels most salient for you. Which of these points are something that you need to work on, shore up, change up, so that you can actually make your goals happen and get to where it is you want to be instead of getting stuck where you are. I'm really excited to hear from you all. I appreciate you being here on this beautiful day. Hopefully it's a beautiful day wherever you are, but every day is a beautiful day, I'll be honest with you. So I would love to see you in yoga through the week. If you can't make it live, head over to patreon.com. At patreon.com/spirocollective, I have a on-demand yoga library, over 100 classes plus tutorials on yoga shapes, breathing practices, and more. You can get all that for just $6 a month, and I would love to see you there. It's a great way to support this podcast and my work, and I appreciate you. My friends, be well. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Om Peace, Peace, Peace to all of you.